Blog Talk Radio.
My partner Jacqueline would sign on with me, but this evening I tried to connect her and I was unable to connect her, so she's trying to call me back. Anyway, good evening. I hope you're having a wonderful evening. And this has been a very glorious day as far as some of the aspects going on in the heavens today. We've had a beautiful double grand trine, still very active in the heavens, all in water, all about our psychic energy, our intuitive energy, our healing forces, our nurturing forces, just really beautiful. And we also have Venus in Virgo, which Venus in Virgo has a perfecting intelligence. And this is a time you can be very constructively critical of yourself and others and reap great rewards. We also have a beautiful mystic rectangle in the heavens tonight during the show, which shows up very brightly in the chart as well. And that encloses Venus in Virgo, the North Node in Scorpio, South Node in Taurus, and Chiron, the Wounded Healer, in Pisces. So we're seeing a lot of healing energy, a lot of desire to help those that are less than fortunate, and it's just a really wonderful time. People keep signing on and signing off, so I don't know if there's a technological problem this evening, so I'm just going to do the best that I can with what's coming up here. There seems to be some kind of electronic snafu. It could be vibrational energy from the cosmos. We're not really sure, but that's highly likely. So this is the Illumination Station. We're going to be doing live astrology readings on the air if I can get the module to function. My first caller tonight is Danielle, a very, very good friend of mine, who usually calls in just about every week, and hopefully I will be able to bring her on the air.
Hey, Aphrodite.
The Illumination Station. I'm having a lot of technical problems here. It's like people are popping up and they're going away, including Jacqueline.
Wow. It's not Mercury retrograde anymore.
I know. It's even out of its shadow now. There's no planetary excuse for this. I'm outraged. So how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing okay. I'm laying out in the sun.
Great.
Yeah.
Taking in some rays.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. This summer, the sun hasn't been out much. It's either been rainy and cloudy.
Oh, we've had a lot of sunshine here today. Beautiful day in good old Roanoke, Virginia. I know you miss it. Now, you miss some of the people. Let's put it that way.
Right. Not the energy, but the people.
Ah, there's Jacqueline. Let me grab her.
Hey, Jack,
hi there. You're not the only person I dropped. I dropped a couple other people. They popped in, they popped out. I'm like, oh no, this is a strange snafu. I've got Danielle on the line already.
It's not you. I've tried 5 times to get in, and I just was amazed at how I couldn't get in. I don't know what it is, but there's something going on electronically that I don't know that it's you dropping the calls. I think it's Blog Talk doing something funny. Because, again, I tried 5 times, and the 5th time was a charm. Yay.
Well, just chatting with Danielle, and she's out sunbathing right now. She's on the air with us.
Oh, nice.
She's taking it a little bit easy. It's been kind of cloudy, but she's just kind of being mellow. Right, Danielle?
Yeah.
That's a good thing. Keeping the faith during this period of time is a great thing. You know, just working with what you've got is what you can do.
Yeah, lay in my bed and read books. That's all I can do.
Exactly. Feed your head, feed your soul, and pick up some rays.
Yeah.
There you go.
So what question do you have for us tonight, Danielle?
Well, what am I supposed to be doing? Where am I going? What do I need to know? What do you got?
Do you have her birth data? Do you have your computer back yet, Jacqueline?
No, I don't have my computer back. So
okay,
I was just going to say that.
13th of 81. 9:30 a.m.
Okay.
And she was born in Alton, Illinois.
That's right. I shouldn't have asked that.
And she wasn't growing up until recently. She moved to Asheville. So she's really not settled into the grid just yet, but she's making fabulous progress.
Well, I'm going to do something interesting. I'm going to look at a progression on yours.
There we
go. Sometimes we look at progressions because progressions really, really show a little bit of a different situation going on, what is guiding to you and what is going with you. And, you know, sometimes that really helps out a great deal because, ironically, you talk about sitting at home, reading books, and really just rebalancing your body, okay? And here, I pull up your progressed, and what do I see? And this is a day for a year progressed. I like day for a year progressed. Is what I do for anybody that wants to understand that. And here, your Mars is in your third house in Gemini. Your Sun is in Cancer in the fourth house of the home. Jupiter is in your sixth house conjunct. You're part of Fortune, which goes from Virgo to Libra. Jupiter's in Libra, and your part of Fortune's in Virgo. Now, it's really interesting because the other part I'm going to point out right now is your Pluto in Libra in the seventh house. Because what's happening here in your progress charts is it's telling you by those aspects that, first of all, Mars in Gemini, books, communication, it goes directly opposing your Moon in Capricorn. So you're fighting it, you know, but it's the staunch and the right thing to do. Okay, and here again with your Sun in your fourth house of the home, that means that your soul is being nurtured, and that's where you need to be, is in your home at this point in time. So you're doing exactly the right thing at the right time. Okay, this too shall change because I talked about the Pluto in Libra. Okay, and what it's telling you as you're progressing at this point in time is that things are transforming this year. Okay, it is a long transformation, but things are transforming this year to rebalance your body, and you've got Jupiter and your part of Fortune in that sixth house of health urging you and making you do that. So this is, you know, here again, the only other thing you can do besides read books is stretch, okay? It's kind of put you in a real nice T-square here with your moon saying, yes, I know that you want to go further at this point in time, but it's slow and steady wins the race for you. And that's what I see as far as your progress is concerned. So know you're in the right place at the right time for the right reason is what I'm trying to say there.
No, but when am I going to be able to ride bikes and run and lift weights and do all the other things that I want to do? I need to strengthen my body, but I can't do the things I need to do to make that happen.
Once you're spiritually balanced. Again here,
when
the balance comes
happen?
In the spirituality.
When?
That's only by you. It's believing it. It's a belief. Okay, it's by you really looking at instead of when and wanting to be do those things, knowing that there's a purpose for you to be where you're at this point in time. That will, too, occur once you rebalance your soul. Okay, and that's what's going to happen.
Well, how long is that going to take?
Does it matter is the question.
Yes, just to her.
And that's
well,
the point that you have to get over to learn, is that you can push it all you want. You could go out and lift weights right now, and what's going to happen? Your body's going to break down more. That's my whole point in the situation is that right now it is tying you to this to make sure that you really are balanced all the way through so that not only your body is being worked out, but your spirit is being worked out. By anticipating and saying, okay, I'm done with this, I'm done with this, I'm done with this, you're not getting the understanding of the journey.
Well, you do have a beautiful grand trine going on right now in water that's accessing you, and that's pretty nice. And that's probably why the spiritual studies do have appeal. Now, have you made some new friends, like at the yoga studio and the places that you go to have really good organic food? Have you made some friends?
Somewhat, but I can't go out of the house for very long because I can't stay away from home very long. I can go get something to eat and maybe go to the library, and then I have to come back home.
And rest, right?
Yeah, I'm exhausted just by going to eat and to the library, and then I have to come home and sleep.
Well, I think you're learning to listen to your body better than you ever have. I mean, I hate to put it that way because I know that it's not what you wanted to hear. But it is true. And I think that if you can work with the energy more effectively, I think that once Saturn reconnects with your moon, which it will be doing in about 2.5 months from now, I really feel that you're going to have worked out a whole different rhythm for your activities than you have right now. Because Saturn rules time, okay, and also the structures that you create. And because it's in Scorpio now near your moon, your psychic energy is so important to your healing power. And to go as deep as you can in your meditations, and to allow yourself to sleep deeply when you can and when you're comfortable enough to do that, it's all about going deeper and rediscovering the new you. See, you moved to Asheville to go through this incredible epiphany, okay? And unfortunately, your health has been holding you back a little bit, but maybe it's because you wanted to jump in full force and you were supposed to wait for a while, get used to the temperature of the water, pick up the sunbeams, okay, all the stuff that you are doing now. And to just try and appreciate more of the things that you are able to do, your time at the library, even though maybe you can't stay there as long as you'd like, appreciate what you did there, like laying out in the sun now, even though the sun's in and out of the clouds, to appreciate that as well. And to try and look for that which you are gleaning rather than what is missing. See, today the sun is in a T-square with the nodes, okay?
Uh-huh.
And when the sun forms a T to the dragon, what happens is you realize what you have a lot of, and you realize what is missing. And that's exactly what we're having this conversation about tonight, which is, again, you're very psychically in tune, Danielle. That's not a secret. But because of this, the sun being in Leo, because it's a radiant light that rules the heart, it's important to engage your heart and to be thankful for those things that you can do, the good food you are enjoying, okay, the people that you are interactive with, but you don't have to do it 100 miles an hour.
Well,
you can't do it 100 miles an hour, right?
I would like to.
Well, living in the now is something that we all want to embrace, and it's really tough to do living in our culture, okay?
I know, because I see all these wonderful things that are going to be happening in my future.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks
so
much
the whole
brighter
thing is, but you have to give the attention, though, to the business at hand, which is reclaiming your health, your lifestyle, the way that you discipline yourself and the way you indulge yourself in a way that's going to serve your higher purpose as you're moving forward to those beautiful things in your future. This is a preparation time.
And the more I try and do my meditation and focus on my breathing, like my pranayama and stuff, I start freaking out and having real bad anxiety that's even worse.
Now, if you were totally well, what would you be doing to alleviate your anxiety?
Probably bike riding or riding real fast on a bike or swimming like really fast or running or something.
Right, see, it's all about really fast. And I think that that's what the universe is trying to teach you, to be more deliberate in those things that you do. And it doesn't have to be 100 miles an hour. It doesn't have to be that way for you anymore.
Why not?
Because you're going through a transition where you're going to go into things deeper rather than finishing them up really fast. Okay? They're going to actually become part of your soul essence, part of what you're going to be teaching other people, like the schools that you're signing up for. All of these things have to do with the depth of your character and you delivering your gift to the world in a way that's deep and less anxious. So you get the anxiety because you're looking for a past rather than building your future. Look at the preparation you're going through as the building blocks for the new you, where you can be calm. It's okay not to accomplish something every minute. It's okay not to beat your own record every day. It's okay to just be Danielle, okay? It's okay to just be Danielle. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah.
I love you very much. I wish it was easier for you to learn this. But you're getting it. I know you're getting it.
You are. And it's a matter of really just, I agree with her. It's so much more now living in the present and living in the now, which is so relevant to what other people are doing in other parts of their lives. But yours just happens to be this huge transition, okay? And it is. It's stopping you. But look at the joy it's bringing you as well. Look at the time it's giving you. And don't rush into things so much. When you start to have those traumas, there's a reason for that. Just start breathing through it, okay? A trick that I learned, a long time ago, if you want to keep your mind active when that happens to get through that, is keep saying it as the trauma is coming up, I choose again, I choose again, I choose again. You're asking the universe to change the scenario for you one more time. That does empower you to be able to do that. And just keep coming back that until something calms down, until something shifts and changes. And I guarantee you, if you say it long enough, it will.
Okay.
So, good luck.
Thank you.
We're always glad to talk to you, Danielle. We always wish you the best. We know you're trying to make a difference in the world and stuff like that, and you want to get out there and use your gifts and again, appreciate your good health and stuff like that. And I think that not having it always at your command right now, when it returns to you, you're going to appreciate it even more than you ever have.
Okay. Thanks for the support.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You.
So keep in touch with us. Keep us posted. We love you.
Okay, love
Good
you
luck.
Back. Okay.
All right. Good night.
Bye.
She's such a trip. See, I'm trying to hang her up, and it won't let me hang her up, the module here. Oh, there we go. I think I just hung her up. Okay, good.
I told you. There's something going on.
Yes, I know. It's
really
an
electromagnetic
field thing going on. I don't know what they have going on out there in the cosmos, or out in the atmosphere, I think. I don't know if it's man-created or God-created, but whatever it is mucking us up. You ready for the next caller?
Okay, let's do it.
Let's hope I don't drop them off on the curb here. Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How can we help you this evening?
Hi, my name is Cindy.
Hi, Cindy. How are you?
I am well. How are you?
Great. If I was any better, I'd be twins.
Good. That's a good answer.
Now, when is your birthday?
My birthday is July 12, 1949.
And what time were you born?
1:30 p.m.
And in what city were you born in?
Summers Point, New Jersey.
And where do you live now?
I live in Stonington.
Maine, right? Okay, I have you on my system.
Yeah.
Just double checking.
Soon to move to Portland. Soon to move to Portland, Maine.
Oh, are you?
Yes.
When are you moving?
I have a house that's for sale and a condo that's being built, so.
Beautiful, because you know what? You have so many beautiful planets transiting your ninth house right now as far as making this move. And to me, it looks like it's an inner vision creating itself. How beautiful.
Oh, great.
You got some delays going on here, but they're not serious ones.
Oh, I'm calling about the delays.
Mm-hmm.
What are the delays?
Exactly. Well, when you're doing reconstructive work, with Pluto retrograde in Capricorn until the 21st of September, it doesn't mean that you're going to have to wait that long, but you're going to go through, I want to say, chapters or phases of recreation and perfecting this so that it really is a strong transition for you. But what do you see, Jacqueline?
Well, I'm looking at, these delays are for your own personal values and beliefs. There are certain details that, because this is a strong foundation, I agree with Aphrodite, that this is a strong foundation, a great move. Okay, and it really is something that you're going to have a lifetime Okay. This is not a house that you're going to build and sell in 10 years. Okay, just to let you know.
Right.
And there are certain things that you have to look within your personal values and beliefs that might shift or change while this house is being built. And these delays, I feel, are slowing it down so that you can look at your personal values and beliefs a little bit more and build this foundation a little bit stronger. I agree with her about the Pluto retrograde holding you back a little bit here.
One of the things you have to remember, Cindy, is that when you are moving and you're creating a new outer temple, it's a reflection of your inner temple and what you envisioned. And it's all going to come together exactly right on time, believe it or not. I mean, Jupiter is in your sign this year. It's only in Cancer every 12 years. So, and it's the planet of good fortune and abundance, and it magnifies everything it touches. And the whole idea is for you to be very, very comfortable where you're going, feel very secure where you're going, to feel very, very close to the divine, because Jupiter is going to be moving into your ninth house very soon here. And these are all things that you wanted. That's why you're doing it.
Oh, great.
It's going to work really well for you, believe it or not. It really is such a great transition for you. We were talking with Danielle about living in the moment and living in the now. Here is the same thing with you. I know that it's going to move at a turtle's pace, you know, at this point in time, but it's there for a purpose or a reason. And so you really have to look at it, reexamine what's going on, and allow it to take its natural course, because you're really going to end up with a great, great place once you do this.
Oh, yeah. That was a great answer. That you know, I'm kind of anxious and in a hurry, and when you were talking to Danielle about slowing down and whatever, I think yes, I have to do that also. And so you're saying that Pluto is the planet that's kind of holding things up. So it's
right.
The Pluto
hits
that are.
So because you're building that strong foundation, and
yeah.
It's interesting because it is transiting your second house of real estate right now. Okay, so now the most important piece of real estate you'll ever own is your body. Okay. So while you're building this foundational home energy, it's very important for you to take good care of your physical form. Okay?
Okay.
So just keep yourself stretched out, keep yourself strong, and try and organize as well as you can, knowing you might be reorganizing with this Pluto retrograde. You might look at something initially and think that, okay, this is kind of what I want. And they're saying, yeah, but this would be great too. And I think I like this idea. So there's several things that are going to come in and change before it actually redirects its motion on the 21st of September. Now, it's such a slow-moving planet. You have to remember, it hasn't been in Capricorn since the Revolutionary War. It's only been in Capricorn for like 2 years now. So it moves very, very slowly. But what it allows you to do is to transform your essence as you're making this change of address. Okay? And so no stone will be unturned. And in the end, you will feel, wow, I have something that is going to last for a very good long time. It's made very, very strong. You're going to feel that security, which this year, being a Cancer sun, is so important for you.
Well, now I understand what's going on and how I'm feeling.
Yeah.
Not Pluto.
The anxiety you've been feeling, again, Saturn hasn't been in Scorpio for 30 years, and it's sitting very, very tight to your ascendant right now, okay, in the Stonington main chart. And so the time does feel a little bit heavy, okay? It's not really squaring your Leo planets yet, but it will be more towards the end of the year. And that's when you're probably really going to get very involved in community. You're going to open up to having warmer friendships, intimate relationships are going to deepen. All that stuff's going to be happening at that point in time, so it's going to be on your ascendant and going into your first house of self. And it's going to complement all your Cancer stuff, so I expect that there's going to be an awful lot of people that are just so kind to you, even when you could just go to the market. You're going to feel like there's an angel on your shoulder or something. It's going to be amazing this winter for you.
Well, I can imagine that. I can just imagine that, because I really think that I'm moving to actually start a whole kind of a whole new life, new people.
You are.
that's the way I feel. That's a wonderful explanation.
So
now I can calm down.
Yeah, and you know, if you have any questions,
just go with the flow of it. Let it have its own course. That's
right.
If you have any questions, you get a little stuck, call us, and we'll reinforce you.
Oh, great! Thank you so much.
Well, you're welcome.
Good luck.
You have a stellar night. Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
You're great.
Thanks. Bye. Wow, pretty intense stuff going on there.
Oh, yeah, I really like that's great,
her. I really
She's going in the right direction with it. She really is.
It's great to me because it almost seemed to me that she's going to be perfecting her lair, okay? Because of those nice little Leo planets she has in that ninth house, that it's really going to be her lair. There's going to be a sense of pride. There's going to be a sense of comfort and warmth. There's going to be a sense of people that come into her house are going to feel that warm and welcoming energy. I just think that, again, she's going to end up creating some really, really nice friendships and good relationships when she's all, when all is said and done.
And here again, in the relocation chart there, because I wanted to take a look at what it would look like as far as putting her in Portland. And it brings everything a house over. It brings her sun into the ninth house, her Mercury into the ninth house. It brings her beautiful Aquarius moon into the fourth house. So this is a place where, this is a grand home where she's going to entertain and have groups of people there. And she's definitely going to have all this broad, you know, culture and everything else that's going to shift and change for her. I just really think it's an awesome transformation. When she settles in there, she's really going to be happy with this transition.
And the resources for communication are going to be awesome, too. I feel that she's definitely moving in the right direction.
Oh, absolutely. I think this is a great move for her. Anyhow, you want to do the next one?
Sure do.
Okay.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How can we help you?
Hi, Illumination Station. This is Anna. I would like to get a reading also, please.
Hello?
Hello?
There you are. Okay. You're sounding like a little bit foggy there. Are you on speaker?
Yeah, can you hear me?
I can now. What's your name again?
My name is Anna.
Okay. Now, have you called in before?
Yes.
What's your birthday?
28th of January, 1973.
And what time
Amsterdam,
were you born?
In Amsterdam, the Netherlands.
And what time were you born?
11:14 a.m.
Ooh, I love those exact birth times.
Hey.
What's the weather like there? Is that where you live now?
Right. No, I live in New York.
Ah, the plot thickens. Okay. New York, New York?
Yes.
And what would you like to know tonight?
Well, I'm going through a kind of like, my family's going through a crisis, and I want to know what that means for me, because it's kind of changed everything for me. And
okay.
What do you see kind of for me going on right now? And also, do you see my social circles getting a little better? Like, do I... will I be more social?
Well, family matters are going to be taxing for a while yet to come. Okay? But I think out of this is going to come a tremendous sense of maturity for you, and you're going to feel more solid about who you are. I know it seems like that's never going to happen right now, because there's a lot of planetary energy in Cancer, and there's a lot of emotional energy that goes along with this for you.
Mm-hmm.
But I think in some ways you're going to realize what you can live with and what you can't live without much more clearly than you've ever felt it. And that's going to be a godsend for you. What are you doing socially now?
Well, I have friends, but, you know, they don't always have time to meet with me, so I don't have a lot of friends. But, you know, during the day today, I was just really, I wish I had gone out or some, had a friend, not gone out, but had a company of a friend, because it was so horrible what my family did to each other that I just needed, but now I'm going to go out and be with my friend. It's not like, I just don't have a really solid social where I can just go somewhere. I don't know, I miss having some more friends, maybe. But what I have is very good.
Good.
Maybe that's okay, you know. But I just
well,
know
your sun and your Mercury are combust really in Aquarius. So for you, clubs and groups and organizations can be very helpful.
Yeah.
And for instance, there's this thing called Meetup.com where whatever interest you have, you can go into the Meetup.com and you can connect with people and create some new friendships as well as enjoying the ones that you already entertain.
I already do those things and I love it. It's not necessarily that. I don't know. I want to have more of that in my life. It's going really well, but I needed more. Like today, I would have needed more.
And that's where I'm saying is that there, you know, with who you are, there's always an activity. There's always something to do. Okay, you can always find something. And I agree with Aphrodite. I do like the internet for you to look at different things. Of, you know, okay, well, I understand that you want deeper friendships at this point in time, but they have to develop over time. Okay, so it's more like when you get in this mood, you've got to go out and do something, some kind of activity with a group of people. You're a very social person, and you always have to do something with a purpose. Okay, everything has to have a purpose in your life. That's just who you are. And so find something, and, you know, maybe it's kayaking for a day, or maybe it's, you know, going out and hiking in the woods for a day, or playing tennis for a day, or whatever. Okay, I'm saying is I would, every time I have this feeling, especially right now, I would turn around and do some kind of social activity.
Okay.
I think you'd really find satisfaction in that.
Got a lot of opposition to these Cancer planets in your seventh, where it's very easy to create some new allies that could feel like family, okay?
Yeah.
And I think that's what you're looking for. You're looking for that spiritual family, and that's what you're trying to find. Now, you're quite psychic, and you're quite in tune with things, especially your mental focus is quite brilliant. What do you do for work?
I don't really want to say specifically everything what I do on this radio show. I would love to tell you personally or in a chat, but not on the radio, like everything
that's
exposed.
Fine. That's fine. But I just feel it's important for you to, again, to connect with people that have a similar vibration as far as the way that they are progressive in their energy, but at the same time can be somewhat grounded, because you have both.
Yes.
You're gifted with both when you were born, okay? And you have all these Sagittarian energies, so for you to get out and dance and move is very important.
Yeah. But do you see me... Like, what is this family things of, like, these family secrets, like, does everybody have, like, family secrets that they can't talk to anybody about? Because when you talk about it, it's humiliating and degrades your family. It's shameful. It's, like, the nastiness of the family. Like, what is that about in this society that people are treating other people like this?
Right. And again, you had to realize that you're the generation or you're part of a change that's going on in your family because of your values and beliefs. Okay? And you realize that that doesn't work for you. And that's a very important thing for you to know for your future, obviously.
Yeah.
Because it's what you're being forced to learn. Because, you know, you can be very, very sure of yourself in some ways.
Yeah.
But you definitely are the kind of person, you do need to have those warm friendships. You do have to be around people that are lighthearted, that like to laugh, that tell the honest to God's truth. That's what works for you best.
Yeah, I wouldn't know. Like, I don't want to be like these people that my family does. You know, I don't want to be like them. I just don't. I don't believe in what they do. And I just don't like it. And I don't want to be part of it. I just don't.
And so you don't have to. You can choose to stand your ground, okay? And that's the point. Anything that they're doing is really not something that you can react to or do anything with. You can feel the sorrow and the sadness, but also look to note that you're changing their lives as well as yours by standing your ground and saying, "You look, that's just completely unacceptable and shouldn't be done."
Yeah.
I'm sorry. You know.
I don't want to be part of this. I'm not going to support this, and I'm not going to fight it. It's just not okay.
Absolutely. And stand your ground, because that's the right thing to do, okay?
Yeah.
And let them figure it out.
Exactly.
Remember, you, Natalie, you have Saturn in Gemini, so you are your sibling's teacher, okay? They will teach you certain things, but you will also teach them. Okay.
Yeah,
you are here to educate them in a higher place. So your siblings are crucially important as far as, you know, standing your ground with and making sure that you don't compromise your personal values and beliefs for your siblings. This is something they have to deal with, and they have to, their cross to bear, not yours.
Yeah, and then I don't, is it okay that I don't talk about this with my friends, because it feels so degrading for my family, and I still want to value my.
And there's no reason your friendships are there to, and Aphrodite was talking about that, and this is a great year for you, because in your solar return you have a Cancer moon, and it works really well in your seventh house of getting that nurturing by friendships, okay? And you don't have to discuss your family. All you have to do is start developing friendships at this point in time. You'll find that you'll be more, they'll be more drawn to you, as far as you'll feel more nurturing to them, and you'll feel a stronger connection to them. I think this is a great time, especially with this grand trine going on, to develop these new friendships. And that's where you're going to find your new family. That's where you're going to find the closeness that some of these people eventually you might want to say something to. But right now there's no reason why you have to. You're developing a new family. You're letting the old family go. There's no reason to discuss the old family.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. I'm just always so open. So I wasn't sure, like, you know. But I can, you know, I know where else where I can take this stuff without it becoming it about me. You know what I mean? That's the problem. That it's not about me. This is not.
No, it's not. It's about you moving on and finding your own bliss without having to deal with that nastiness that is going on in your family at this time. Yeah.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm going to listen to the archive again, because this was very supportive. Thank you.
We're so glad you called, Anani. You have a wonderful evening.
Thank you. Thank you. My dog is going to keep listening while I go out and meet my friend, okay?
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Will do. All right.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
Cute. Well, this is the Illumination Station. And we are doing live astrology readings on the air. We're here for you to help you. And our call-in number is 213-286-6741. If you tried to call in and it hasn't shown up on the queue, we were having some electronic problems earlier. I deeply apologize, but please try again, because some people are able to get through at this point. I'm not sure exactly what's going on with this module tonight.
I don't know either. I can tell you that. It was really interesting trying to get in, though. You know, here again, it was just very, very interesting.
We can't even blame it on a planet. Mercury's not even its shadow anymore.
I know. Isn't that amazing? That's just so wild. Maybe the Uranus retrograde, spontaneous craziness.
Very highly likely. Very highly likely, I'll tell you. This has been a very, very interesting day for me. I actually started a new beautiful gathering that I'm doing at the Lifestream Center, where I do my readings here. And I wanted to create something spiritual for everyone. And it was really nice. We had about 10 people that showed up today, and we had refreshments. And I basically called it the In Praise and Peace, We Embrace the Great Mystery, a gathering of light and love for all, and it was really wonderful. We had such a great share time. I didn't even get home till 1:15. It was a wonderful service, though. We did some beautiful musical meditations, and it was just really great. Everybody shared where they're on their spiritual path with each other. So it was a really nice gathering. It was a true gathering, but it had prayer, praise, peace, and some giggling.
Aw, that's a great thing.
Absolutely. Yeah, I really enjoy the center there, where they do so many beautiful things, everything from foot reflexology to me doing my tarot and astrology readings there, and Carolyn does DNA activations. You work at a center down in Florida when you're down in Florida, too. It's very similar, don't you?
Absolutely. Absolutely. She has so many different varieties. I'm amazed at all the different modalities that she uses there. She encompasses everybody in a complete, you know, from hemi-sync to yoga to Reiki to, I mean, just so many different venues. And it's just great. The place is called Spark of Divine, and it's in Vero Beach, and Beth is the owner, and she is just the most magnificent individual I've ever met. She's awesome with what she's doing and how she's bringing a whole community together.
Awesome. What I've decided to do is I've decided to start having some people come on to a radio show with me, not in our time slot where we do our readings, you and I, from 6 to 7 on Sundays, but there are a couple of people that are very, very gifted that I wanted to really put their stuff out there. And the first person I'm going to have is this woman called Sue Wallace. She actually does psychic healings in a way I have never seen done. She is amazing. She's actually in Virginia Beach, but she comes to all our fairs here in Roanoke, Virginia, at the Lifestream Center. She actually has this huge palette with pictures of the organs of the body, and she uses a pendulum, and she can just tap right into what's going on with you physically, and then she does some healing work with you, and she's an expert on magnet therapy. So I'm going to have her on a show that I'm going to do a special, which I'm going to do on the 18th. Of this month at 3 p.m. She's going to be doing some healings, which she can do remote healings on the air for some of the people that tune in and follow us. And I'm going to schedule it early so people know it's coming up. But she's very amazing, very, very knowledgeable. She has a book of people that have written nice things about her that she's been, because she can show you whenever you go to meet her and stuff. And it's just amazing how many testimonials that people have handwritten in this special book that she keeps so close to her heart. It's just a beautiful thing. She's really amazing. So I'm going to be doing that. And then there's also a gentleman who, Richard Cook, who has published a couple of books now. And he is pretty phenomenal. It's all channeled work. It's about the aeons and all the time changes and things that are going on in the universe. Very, very spiritual, very, very connected gentleman as well. So I'm hoping to have him on. So I figure I can do 3 to 4 with someone that needs to highlight their gifts and get out there. And we can do our thing from 6 to 7 as far as doing the private readings for people, you know, the one question thing that we do. And I just really want to start to promote some people that we both know and love. So I wanted to mention that on the air tonight for you, because I know that you have people that you also work with that maybe they'd like to come on the show as a guest.
Oh, that would be an awesome thing.
You know,
wow.
Like Beth, for instance, you know, to have her come on and say all the things that she does there, because I'm sure people in Florida, if they know that we're doing it and stuff, they'll be, you know, calling up and tuning in and finding out more about it, even if they're a little bit north or south of where she is. They might make that pilgrimage and pick up some really good development of their own personal gifts. Be awesome.
Absolutely, yeah. And I have
start
a
to put
girl
it out
who
there.
Does major healing with crystals, and I've watched her. Her name is Kitty, and I've watched her develop this talent over the last 5 years that is just phenomenal. And the healing work she does with crystals is just amazing in all different forms, not only physical health, but in spiritual, mental, you know, really just all the way around. She's pretty amazing, too. So there's lots of different venues out there.
There are, and more people are coming forth, their spiritual gifts, which that's what I really loved about this grand sextile, the Star of David we just had. I just feel that it's kind of opening up that portal for a lot of people to say, you know what, I've been wanting to do this all this time, and I want to do it now. I want to put it out there. I want to develop my gifts. I want to take the classes. I want to take Reiki 1, whatever it might be. I want to use my energy to help others. No matter what they're doing for their day-to-day job, to develop your spiritual gifts doesn't necessarily mean you have to make a great sacrifice. It's often something that you can do as called when needed, and to have that readiness to give that gift in that moment of time.
Absolutely. And, you know, that is the greatest part of all this water that we've been having, is I just watch a lot of people opening up to that spirituality and opening up to their true essence, you know. It really has. The physical world has really challenged a lot of people right now. and really just to take that chance and say, I've always wanted to do this, and go for it, whether it be on a part-time basis or whatever. Just taking that first step is such a great thing right now.
Absolutely. Now, have you had a chance to look at the new moon chart coming in on the 6th?
I did briefly look at that. I did my horoscopes. But that's as far as I've gotten with that.
Well,
so tell me a little bit about it.
That you still have that beautiful, you know, double grand trine and water going on, which I love. And there's a lot of inconjuncts with both the sun and the moon to Chiron, the wounded healer, which is retrograde in Pisces right now. And I feel a lot of people are going to realize that subconsciously they may not be allowing themselves to completely heal from certain relationship issues, whether it's with parents or friends, lovers, husbands, it doesn't matter. I feel that this is something people are going to start to recognize, the pattern that they're kind of need to move away from the past, okay, to put the past in its place as a great lesson so that their heart can move forward again.
Absolutely. I agree with that so much.
It's very interesting because we have both the sun and the moon in that T-square with the nodes, too. So it works for people to understand, look what I have in abundance. Look what I lack or I desire that I can't seem to quite put my finger on or grasp it. To do that reevaluation, and with both the sun and moon being in Leo, again, it's coming from that beautiful heart chakra energy with all these nice trines to retrograde Uranus and Aries. So it's like reclaiming the I am on a new level.
Mm-hmm. Or you could put it as I can do it. Definitely that core. When I did my horoscopes because of the interesting part of this, I did the associations for my little note of those who want to know with the planet and the sign, its ruler. And, it's Leo, Leo, Leo here because Leo is the sun. Leo is the soul. Leo is the essence of the true self energy. And having this new moon, it's like an opening. New moons are always beginnings, new openings of the soul. And it has this great essence of that at this point in time, you know, especially with the south and north node being in opposition of it.
Exactly. We have another caller. Somebody got through. Great. Are you ready?
Awesome. Okay.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How can we help you?
Good evening. I wanted to know about my career and finances.
Okay.
Okay.
What's
your birthday?
It's 7/16/77.
And what time were you born?
7:12 p.m.
And what city were you born in?
New York City.
New York.
Do you still live there?
No.
Where do you live now?
In Miami, Florida.
Miami, not that far from where Jacqueline is during the wintertime.
I'm up in Stewart.
Oh, okay.
How long have you lived in Miami?
For 3 years.
Okay, so you're in the grid. Okay, good. All right. Let's take a look here. Wow. You're really being called to do what you love. What do you do for work now?
If it's okay, I can. It's just because it's a public radio show. Rather not
okay.
Say, but that's true,
right,
though.
That's fine. Okay, because you've got a lot of squares with the Leo planets that are moving in right now, and they're right on top of your Mercury. And so my feeling is that you really want to follow your heart, and you are being tugged and pulled.
Yes,
do that.
True. Yes.
And my feeling is that sudden opportunities can come to you, but it's not as quickly as I'd like. I think you probably already have an idea, and I think that Mars is going to help you to take action on it over the next couple of weeks because it's moving through Cancer. But Saturn's going to be conjoining your Uranus within the next 60 days. So I'm feeling what you're doing right now is you're going to be incubating what you want to do, and you're not necessarily going to be able to bring it forth until then. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Well, I agree 100% with you on that. As far as your work is concerned, I think that you're definitely being forced to follow your truth, your path, whatever it is, whatever your truth is. You have to. The door is closing.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do just a regular job. It's just
right.
not going to happen. Okay. I was looking more at your love life, and this is an interesting time as far as your love life is concerned. Are you involved in a relationship right now?
No, I'm not.
Okay, surprise. Okay.
Why? What do you say?
Well, you know, this is an interesting time as far as your love life is open. I find that when you're out in the public, you project yourself a little bit more independent than what you normally do, a normal Cancer would. Okay, a little bit
mm-hmm.
more strong-willed, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And right now you have the opportunity to put yourself out there, and that will work for you. So Jupiter is getting ready to go into your seventh house in your relocation chart, which means that you're definitely going to be more of a commodity here in the near future than what you have been, okay? So I am strongly suggesting you get out and do some socialization, and I think you'll find an end result as far as your love life is concerned that you'll like.
Oh, is that more of a commodity with my career, too? That's
well,
what I'd like.
It can work as far as establishing yourself just because Jupiter is opposing Pluto right now in Capricorn, near your ascendant in the Miami chart. So, yes, it can actually serve both. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But Pluto's retrograde until the 21st of September. And that's why I feel Pluto's going to go direct. Saturn's going to connect with your Uranus, and I think your lifestyle is going to go through a surprising change, and you're going to reestablish yourself in a way that you do feel more secure.
When is that in September, you're saying?
Yep, September
uh-huh.
and October of this year.
Oh, okay. But, so you're saying finance is not kicking in until then either, because I really need them now.
Well, I think you're struggling right now, and I think that you're not – it's a big boat that we're in this country right now, unfortunately, with the finances. And I feel you worry about it a lot. I mean, the anxiety level is probably actually going to get greater over the next week for you, okay? It's been pretty tough for the last week, and I think this next week coming up is also going to kind of force you to look at the possibilities you've been entertaining. So you're going to take that action, okay? Venus is going to square your Jupiter, and Mars is going to conjoin your Sun, and you're going to say, I've had it. I'm making changes now, or I'm going to at least start to create them, because once you get busy recreating your new way to work and your new way to be, you're not going to be anxious anymore because you're going to actually physically be doing something about it. See, right now, you're just kind of like sitting stuck, okay? But that's not going to last much longer. Trust me on this.
Okay, because I've been sending out resumes, and I really need somebody to sponsor me or something, you know, hire.
And I'm going to say this about your financial situation. Since the day you were born with nothing in your second house, okay, of personal finances. You have a Mars and a Chiron that are in Taurus at two opposite ends, okay? And every time with that, what you've done is every time you financially had an issue, you've taken steps and efforts towards it, okay? And the first thing when you start putting effort towards it, it seems to take care of itself because your second house of finances is naturally ruled by Aquarius, okay? So other people step in to help, or you have other aspirations that step in to help every single time. So you never... I'm trying to tell you, you're not supposed to worry so much about the financial situation. Anytime it comes up, you're just supposed to start moving. That's all it is that you need to start moving in a different direction. And as soon as you start moving in a different direction, the finances just step right in. So that's what I'm trying to tell you. So don't worry so much about the financial situation. Just take some kind of action towards it, and you'll find a better result.
I mean, the only thing, it's either I go to my parents for money, which I don't want to do, or the places that I sent resumes, I'm just going to start calling them because I need, I don't know. It's just, it's kind of like a countdown clock.
And I'm going to say, I don't necessarily think it's a bad thing for you to call them, but I think that your act of desperation is another whole thing. You know, I'm just checking in. I sent you a resume. I'm just checking in because I'm really interested in the job and I'm really excited about what you have to offer. But, I'm just letting you know that and not talk about the desperation or have any kind of desperation in the tone of your voice when you're going through that process. Again,
okay.
I said take action, okay, and that can spring something to motivate some financial gain out of it. But here again, don't be desperate about it. Don't beg for the job, okay?
Mm-hmm, okay.
Because this
use your warmth and charm. Use the warmth and charm of your Leo moon. And also the moon and Mercury are conjoining tomorrow right on top of your sun sign. And so my feeling is that, again, you may even get some kind of response tomorrow because Mars is not there yet for about 10 to 12 days. My feeling is, again, you'd probably go through the interview process. You'd have to have the physical. You know the things that they do when they hire you, okay? So you could end up getting relief as soon as Mars does hit your sun, which is going to take away some of your immediate worry. But you're going through a transformation on a much larger scale than this, okay? And that's going to come in more strongly towards the fall. But right now I feel you're probably going to get some kind of a temporary reprieve. Do I think it's permanent? No. Do I think it's going to take away some of the anxiety that's really been haunting you? Yes. Okay. So look for a change, look for a bigger change later.
And I know that bigger change is here. I was just thinking that, okay, so since it's a bigger change that I have to be taken care of, that's my kind of thought process.
I don't know if that's true, but and having that faith and believing in that and working with that premise will also help it manifest.
Okay.
Know that you're being guided in the right direction this time. This is a big change for you as far as your career is concerned into something stronger that's something better for you.
Yes, I believe that.
Okay.
Well, thank you
wonderful.
So much for
thank
calling
you.
In tonight and keep us posted.
Great. Can you keep me on mute, please?
I sure can.
Thank you.
Well, this has been the Illumination Station, and I suppose, Jack, we should tell people where they can find us if they need a reading in between.
Oh, absolutely. They can call me at 772-286-2720.
And you can call me at 540-400-0110. It's lots of zeros there. Jack and I both have been doing astrology for longer than we want to say. And we both basically really look into your chart and what you desire. We can do research on so many levels, whether you want to make a relocational move, whether you're looking to improve your relationship, even if right now it seems a bit difficult, we can give you some valuable insight into maybe it's a transit that's happening in either you or that other person's life. Maybe it's something that's progressed that you're changing quicker than they can catch up to. But we can give you a lot of valuable insight. And often, because of the nature of what we do being both science and art, we can tap into and do some research for the things that really deep down you need to know. Okay? Right, Jacqueline?
Right. You know, a lot of people do things naturally, and, you know, they don't think about why they do certain things. And you're born naturally with some certain behaviors that are good and bad. And it's one of the things to see it in a different perspective and get different ideas of how to handle certain situations differently than what you have before. That's one of the fun things about it.
Well, this has been the Illumination Station. We'll be back on the air between 6 and 7 next Sunday night. Please call in if you have any questions, need a little bit of guidance, or want to share some of your spiritual experiences. We can also take a look at that and see where maybe we can even make that more profound. Have a beautiful week.
Good night.
Good night.